Our Discovery Concert Series is just the best way for families, usually with young children, to get in touch with what we're doing at the Portland Symphony Orchestra. It's our a really exciting family series that we do 3 concerts a year. They're on Sunday afternoons, so it makes it a lot easier to get to and from the hall. And it's, you know, we do all kinds of fun stuff on stage, but we're still performing full orchestra classical music. So it's kind of a fun for the whole family experience. We really love them.
And I've noticed that they're not long in length, which lends itself, I think, well to the younger crowd.
That's right. By design, they're about 50 minutes in length. So we know that, you know, for some of our audience members, you know, at the younger end of the age spectrum, 4 minutes, 5 minutes can be a really long time. So 50 minutes is right in that sweet spot for sort of everybody.
And do you play, do you start the concert and you play nonstop through it?
Yeah, great question. We do, a lot of the time we will start off the concert with music, but frequently we'll have a conductor or a performer explaining things from stage or telling a story from stage or speaking and engaging with the audience directly from stage. So it's maybe a little bit different from your you know, more classical concert experience where the conductor walks out and there's a very gentle clap and then they perform and then everybody goes home. This is not like that. This is dramatically more engaging.
The audience is not super quiet, I'm guessing.
They are. They're certainly not as quiet as some of our classics audiences.
But that's part of it, I think, is you want that interactive response between the music and the young people who are there.
Absolutely. These Discovery Concerts are a space for people to of all ages to engage with our orchestra. And a lot of the time, you know, especially for our younger audiences, that means inviting them to participate in ways that they wouldn't be able to at a you know, weeknight classical sit-down concert. So I've seen at Discovery Concerts, a conductor will use hand signals to teach people to sing certain pitches and then listen for those pitches in the song that we're about to play and to clap their hands at a certain time or to get up and dance even sometimes. So very, boy, you don't see that at our classics concerts very much. I'll put it that way.
No, you don't. It sounds really interactive. When I've been talking about them on the air since I've been here, I always say these are for the young and the young at heart.
Oh,
because
great.
It just sounds like something that really is for everybody, but designed to engage the younger crowd, but would be just as fun for anybody else, I think.
Oh, that's a great way to put that. You know, we try really hard to make things for our younger audiences to engage with, but we're still up there playing, you know, Prokofiev and Beethoven and classical works that adults really want to be able to go see as well. So putting this in the right time of week and making it accessible to maybe the kids that they have with them is also sort of secretly making it a little bit easier for them to go to as well. So we try to make sure that there's something for everybody at these shows.
And what's the age range that you generally see coming to the concerts?
Yeah, you know, for our young audiences, you know, that for the kids that are going, we say probably ages 4 to 11 is the sort of sweet spot where we're designing a lot of the experience to really meet them at their ability level and their sort of intellectual level. We actually see a lot of young adults as well. Young professionals will go. There's actually a lot of interest. We're doing a Harry Potter themed concert this year, and there's a surprising level of interest from folks in their 20s and young 30s.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And so, people will probably come in costume for that, I'm guessing. Many people will.
It's going to be the biggest costume party in the state of Maine. We wholly, you know, recommend people show up with their favorite costume.
It'll be really fun. So let's talk a little bit in detail about the first concert of this season. This is called Winter Wonderland.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah, we're really excited about this show. We try to find, when we make our programs, we try to find a bunch of programs that meet a lot of different needs. And a lot of our audience members were asking for some concerts that are a little bit more focused on the music itself, maybe a little bit more sit down, a little bit more of the classical music experience. And so this is really going to be custom tailored to that. There's still going to be some great ways for audiences to participate, but we'll be featuring, you know, a lot more classical works by like Johann Strauss, Vivaldi, Grieg, who we're doing In the Hall of the Mountain King, Tchaikovsky, and composers that you might see on our classics series, you know, real heavy hitter, you know, classical music composers as well.
And do you ever have a visual component? Do you use audio visual ever in your concerts?
Yeah, we have. We'll do projection sometimes up above the stage. We've had videos that play while we are performing with the orchestra. For this show, I think it'll be a little bit more focused on the visual aspect of the orchestra itself, mm-hmm. and the conductor. And audiences will be invited to sort of follow along with what the conductor's doing and really observe the orchestra. So there'll maybe be a little bit less of a visual element for the show, but there'll be other shows that will definitely have that later in the season.
Okay, and we'll talk about those as the season progresses with the Discovery concerts.
Great.
Anything else you'd like to add about this first concert series, The Winter Wonderland?
Yeah, you know, I think we are really excited because, you know, this is all about the reason for the season. The wintertime can sometimes feel a little bit... you know, you get cabin fever, it's cold outside, and sometimes it can be hard to celebrate the winter. And every piece on this Winter Wonderland concert is some kind of reason to celebrate winter. So, you know, we're doing a piece written by Korngold called The Snowman, and we're doing a whole bunch of different things that are sort of pieces of music that remind you of great things to do on a snow day. You know, that kind of stuff. So it should
be really
fun.
Winter is beautiful. It is a beautiful time.
Sure.
Yes, I understand the cabin fever, but it's also a beautiful time. And much beautiful music has been written about it. And it sounds like the children and the young at heart will be hearing much of that in the January concert.
Absolutely. Should be a great show.
Well, thank you, John.
Thank you.